I'm Ana Mateo.
This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Krista Melton. The people of Burkina Faso began voting in a general election on Sunday as the country grapples with a growing jihadist insurgency. Opposition candidates say they fear massive fraud at the polls. President Roch Marc Christian Kabore is expected to win re-election. His supporters have voiced hopes that he could win without a runoff vote. But no voting will occur in about one-fifth of the country, where large areas remain vulnerable to near-daily jihadist attacks. Violence has forced a million people from their homes in the past 2 years. Some 1,200 people have been killed in the violence since 2015. Because of the threat of violence, an undisclosed number of troops have been deployed for Election Day. Most of the 12 opposition candidates running against Kabore have criticized his failure to stem the bloodshed. Iraq's Salahuddin province on Sunday began 3 days of mourning over a deadly attack Saturday that's been blamed on the Islamic State militant group. At least 10 people died in the attack, which took place 200 kilometers north of Baghdad, where a roadside bomb hit a civilian car on an open road. When security forces arrived at the scene, gunmen opened fire on them. The attack killed at least 6 Iraqi security personnel and 4 civilians. Local medics say one of the civilians was injured and died of his wounds overnight. There was no claim of responsibility, but both the mayor and police blamed Islamic State for the attack. You can keep up on this and other stories we're following at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app that you can download at that site. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Hundreds of protesters have broken into Guatemala's Congress and burned part of the building amid growing demonstrations against the president and the legislature for approving a budget that cut educational and health spending. Saturday's protest came as 7,000 people were demonstrating against the budget in front of the National Palace in Guatemala City. Protesters say the budget was negotiated and passed by legislators in secret while the country was distracted by back-to-back hurricanes and the coronavirus pandemic. Thousands of Israelis took to the streets on Saturday night, braving cold, wet weather to continue months of protests demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The protesters say Netanyahu should resign because he's on trial for corruption charges. They accuse him of mishandling the country's coronavirus crisis as well. Several thousand people gathered outside Netanyahu's official residence in Jerusalem, which has been the focal point of most of the demonstrations. A similarly sized crowd protested outside his private home as well in the upscale coastal town of Caesarea. Smaller gatherings took place at junctions and overpasses across Israel. A U.S. federal judge has turned down efforts by President Donald Trump's campaign to stop the governor of Pennsylvania from certifying President-elect Joe Biden's win in the battleground state. Trump's campaign had sought an injunction to prevent the certification because they argued Pennsylvania had violated the Constitution when counties took different approaches to notifying voters about problems with their mail-in ballots. U.S. District Judge Matthew Brand turned down the request because he said its legal arguments were without merit and unsupported by evidence. In his ruling, Brand said what he called speculative accusations could not justify disenfranchising the entire state. It was the latest setback for Trump's attempts to overturn the election results, where the president-elect beat Trump in Pennsylvania by more than 80,000 votes. Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan called Saturday for greater military cooperation with Russia. This came a day after Azerbaijani troops began moving into disputed territory previously held by Armenian separatist forces. Pashinyan was speaking during a meeting in Yerevan with the Russian defense minister after Azerbaijani troops on Friday moved into the district bordering Nagorno-Karabakh. Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed to a Russian-brokered ceasefire on November 9th after 6 weeks of fighting over the self-proclaimed republic.